Chapter 6. Without tears, the locket in which he wore his hair, he would have appreciated them with his own magnanimity, and would have been truly happy that the evil days were past which made such a man his enemy. She left the room, and the captain walked, first to one window, whence he could see the dancing in the garden, then to another window, whence he could see the smiling prospect and the peaceful vineyards. Spirit of my departed friend, said he, is it through thee these better thoughts are rising in my mind? Is it thou who hast shown me, all the way I have been drawn to meet this man, the blessings of the altered time? Is it thou who hast sent thy stricken mother to me, to stay my angry hand? Is it from thee the whisper comes, that this man did his duty as thou didst, and as I did, through thy guidance, which has wholly saved me here on earth, and that he did no more? He sat down, with his head buried in his hands, and, when he rose up, made the second strong resolution of his life, that neither to the French officer, nor to the mother of his departed friend, nor to any soul, while either of the two was living, would he breathe what only he knew. And when he touched that French officer's glass with his own, that day at dinner, he secretly forgave him in the name of the Divine Forgiver of Injuries. Here I ended my story as the first poor traveler. But, if I had told it now, I could have added, that the time has since come when the son of Major Richard Doubledick, and the son of that French officer, friends as their fathers were before them, fought side by side in one cause, with their respective nations, like long-divided brothers whom the better times have brought together, fast united. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.